So, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Netflix's new movie, The Old Guard, directed by Gina Price-Bythewood, based off of a graphic novel by Greg Rucka. It stars Charlize Theron and Kiki Layne, and the synopsis is a covert team of immortal mercenaries are suddenly exposed and must now fight to keep their identity secret, just as an unexpected new member is discovered. It starts off with Charlize Theron. She has a team of, I guess it's like three other people, are centuries old, and they can also heal, so they can't die. And eventually, it's also starring Chiwetel Ejiofor, but he plays a CIA operative that he hires them, because they're mercenaries, more or less, to rescue a bunch of women and children being held in Sudan. When they attempt to go to that mission, Charlize Theron and crew, they're ambushed, and they thought to be killed, but then they start healing, kill all the attackers. There's like this force sense thing going on where Charlize Theron realizes that there's another person like them. So you're brought to Kiki Layne's character, who is a U.S. Marine. She's in Afghanistan. She's trying to find a terrorist target. And while she's trying to find a target, the target kills her, slashes her throat. She's bleeding out. And then all of a sudden, she's in the military hospital, the field hospital, and all her wounds are healed. And she doesn't understand why. Her squad mates are just looking at her like she's crazy or something's wrong with her. So Charlize Theron shows up somehow on the military base, attempts to kidnap her to try to explain what's going on with her because she's also immortal. That is kind of the gist of the story. So Kiki Layne's kind of brought on as another team member. Keith, what did you think of The Old Guard?
It was true to the graphic novel. Read the first volume. Now I understand there's some elements from that segues into the sequel to that. I thought it was a faithful adaptation. They really didn't change much. Since the guy who wrote the movie wrote the book as well, he stayed true to the source material. I enjoyed the action. The acting was, I don't want to say hit or miss. I think Charlize overdid it.
The kind of the gruff.
Yeah, with the gruff. I think she was going more world-weary, and it didn't come off as that. I think she was just trying to make herself seem tougher. She was believable as this kind of ancient...
Burned out immortal.
Yeah, pretty much like this super soldier from just been doing this for so long. I think they could have focused more on them just being burned out by the whole thing. The twist that occurred, it was telegraphed far too much within the... series, and I think it would have been a lot better if they did a little bit more of the focus on their past lives, just to see why they're just kind of just tired of the whole thing by their immortality. But other than that, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a good adaptation of the graphic novel. I was pleased for once that a female director, she hired the proper stunt coordinator to manage the action sequences, because they were pretty good. So I thought it was pretty good.
Matt?
Was okay, a little bit predictable towards the end. The action scenes reminded me of John Wick, except with a lot of other different people involved. The acting, particularly the new girl, I don't know her name.
Kiki
Layne.
Her acting was horrible. The music was horrible, too.
Yeah.
It was very misplaced for this type of movie. If this movie was more of, let's say... dealt with the urban environment, etc., I can understand the music, but that wasn't the type of...
Yeah, because they go into all these grand places that they're globe hopping, and then all of a sudden they're in Sudan, then they're in France, and then they're in Afghanistan, things like that.
It's like playing 2 Chainz in the background, like, huh? What?
2 Chainz!
Like, I don't get it. It didn't match with what the movie was like. Watching a classical movie and then hearing reggae in the background, how do they...
Yeah.
Definitely probably wouldn't watch it the second time. I would watch it just for the action of it. Previous movie that we watched with Chris Hemsworth kind of set the bar pretty high.
Extraction.
This one, being that nothing else was on and there's not much in the movie theaters, it'll satisfy that itch. I'll give it that much.
I'm going to be on the negative side of this. A lot of it boils down to the story, acting, and the music. Like Matt mentioned, obviously I didn't read the graphic novel. My relation to this all has to do with Highlander, and Highlander does a lot of what this is a lot better. First two Highlanders in the TV show, But the acting is just kind of all over the place. You kind of have Charlize Theron playing okay role. Again, the grizzled veteran of the group. And she's just tired of everything. Just tired of fighting, tired of life, and just trying to keep on living. And then you have Kiki Layne. Why does it seem she's just acting like she's in a play and not a movie? Going on Wikipedia. And sure enough, she has a background of theater, particularly. And I'm like, yeah, because it sounds like she's just doing a table read and not doing any type of engagement. And I think when I said the Met, there's no emotional connection of her acting. It's like she's expressing, but she's not emoting. It just didn't play well. And all the other people, fine. Chiwetel Ejiofor can phone in a decent performance. It doesn't take much for him. Same thing with Charlize Theron. And the other three people that were in the group, they're fine. But Kiki Layne, miscast, out of place, doesn't belong there. And again, her acting style does not fit this movie. The music was just all over the place. Sometimes it's like this electronic music. Sometimes it's like hip hop. I'm like, what in the world is going on? Just not very good. Definitely took two sittings to watch this movie. I don't think I actually got anything worthwhile out of it.
I definitely agree with the music. And I remember talking to Barry. I was like, am I missing something? Is this supposed to inspire me, set a tone? Because I don't know whether to be sympathetic towards the character or break out in a breakdance. I didn't know. Normally the music kind of vibes with it. I look at Star Wars. That thing is iconic, just setting up moods.
Matt sitting back there in his B-boy stance. All right, let's go to scores. So, Keith, what score would you give The Old Guard?
I give this a strong 7.5. I thought it was a good movie. Worth watching again, and I look forward to the sequel.
Okay.
Not sure what you're thinking about. Well, Highlander. Can't believe you compared it to Highlander.
What other immortal sword will you
Hey, truth, I'll be honest with you. I didn't even remember the score. Like, you guys talking about the score. I'm like,
The music really, was out of place.
Music in that? I can't remember thinking about the music.
Music is out of place. All right.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out again.
So, Matt, what score would you give?
A solid movie, although some poor acting. Give it a 6.5. I wouldn't watch it again. There is a sequel that they do improve on the things that they're lacking to make it a solid franchise.
All right. So, for me, I'm going to give this a 4. I think the movie is shot well, but it's not well directed. It's a little confusing for me because Gina Prince-Bythewood has done movies that I like. Love and Basketball, she directed that. She also did Secret Life of Bees, which is fine. And she also did Beyond the Lights that had...
I know you're talking about. Yeah, Nick Parker. He got canceled. Yeah. So they canceled his ass and he's done.
Yeah, so he should not be named Nate Parker. And Gugu Mbatha-Raw was also in that. I think other than Bell, I think that was like really my first good look at her. But she's great. But that was a good movie. I remember seeing that movie theater. There's some directing problems, which I think also translates down to Kiki Layne's character, that you should be able to see that on screen, that you have one misplaced character and everybody else acting in a different movie. And then the music just all over the place. So again, I'm giving it a 4 mainly for those reasons. And I probably would not watch this again. Is it okay that it came out? Yeah, great. But other than that, no. Straight to streaming movies.
No, Netflix has got a ton of stuff like they've got.
But I guess I think there is a movie with Omar Epps and Nia Long.
Yeah, you can keep that.
Yeah, you saw that.
No, I'm not going to bother.
Oh, Keith, I like the love movies.
Another Fatal Attraction.
Remember that one with Beyonce? And
I think that's the movie that made Beyonce give up on acting.
All right, but nevertheless, Beast Game Podcast, watch the movie at your own risk. But apparently Keith likes it. Keith likes it. Nothing. Anyway.
I like the movie. The movie's good. You like it too, man. You just would be a hater.
I was into it for maybe the first 20 minutes and then it just went nowhere. Went nowhere. But Beast Game Podcast.